listening to the Positive Professional Podcast with your host, me, Tracy Yvonne. This podcast is a weekly conversation about all things mental health, self-care, and wellness. And there'll be sprinkles of positivity, mindfulness, and guided meditations. Welcome back to Season 5, Episode 15. We are in May, which means this is Mental Health Awareness Month. In today's episode, I'm going to do a deep dive into what it means to truly protect your peace and the importance of taking off your cape of invulnerability. I'm talking about self-care, setting boundaries, and the courage to be vulnerable. I'll explore why these are critical for your mental health and how they can transform your life. Protect your peace refers to the conscious effort to preserve your mental and emotional well-being by minimizing exposure to negativity and stress. This practice involves actively managing your environment and interactions to reduce the impact of harmful or disruptive influences. It's about creating a personal sanctuary that supports mental health and promotes a positive mindset. Take off your cape is a metaphor for removing the facade of invulnerability that many people wear as a defense mechanism in their daily lives. It symbolizes the acknowledgement that it's okay to not be superhuman and that everyone has their limits and vulnerabilities. Embracing this can lead to a healthier, more balanced life where one is not overextending oneself constantly. The concept of vulnerability in mental health refers to the willingness to acknowledge and express one's true feelings, challenges, and limitations. In contrast, pretending to be invulnerable involves suppressing emotions, hiding difficulties, or not admitting to needing help, often to maintain an image of strength or to avoid appearing weak. Now, there is a psychological impact of pretending to be invulnerable. The first one is stress accumulation. Consistently maintaining the facade of invulnerability forces a person to manage an ongoing internal conflict between their true feelings and a persona they project. This dissonance can lead to chronic stress, as the effort to suppress true emotions and maintain appearances is mentally exhausting. The fear of being exposed or judged for weakness can heighten anxiety. Individuals might constantly worry about keeping up appearances, which can exacerbate feelings of anxiety, particularly in social or performance-related situations. Over time, the isolation that comes from not sharing one's true self or struggles can contribute to feelings of loneliness and sadness. The lack of authentic connections and support can lead to depression, as individuals may feel that they have no one to turn to or that others would not understand their struggles. Pretending to be invulnerable denies individuals the psychological relief that comes from sharing burdens and receiving empathy and support. It can also prevent people from seeking help or engaging in self-care practices that acknowledge and address mental health needs. Protecting your peace involves creating and maintaining a mental environment that fosters well-being by minimizing stress and maximizing emotional stability. This practice is crucial in promoting mental health and can have several beneficial effects. The first is reduce mental clutter. By setting boundaries and choosing to engage only in activities and relationships that contribute positively to one's life, an individual can significantly reduce mental clutter. This decluttering helps in focusing on what truly matters, reducing feelings of overwhelm and anxiety. And I'm going to share more in the next segment. Thank you. Another key benefit is enhanced emotional resilience. Protecting your peace helps to build emotional resilience by allowing for recovery and strengthening against future stressors. Regularly engaging in self-care and boundary-setting practices can boost one's capacity to handle life's challenges more effectively. Improved relationships. By setting clear boundaries, individuals not only protect their mental space, but also foster healthier and more respectful relationships. When people articulate their needs and limits, it encourages others to understand and respect these boundaries, leading to more fulfilling and supportive interactions. Increased self-esteem and authenticity. Prioritizing mental space often involves making choices that align with one's true desires and needs, rather than conforming to external expectations. This alignment promotes a stronger sense of self, enhances self-esteem, and encourages living more authentically. Now, there are psychological insights as well. From a psychological perspective, setting boundaries is essential for mental health. Boundaries help define what is me and what is not me. They protect from emotional encroachment by others and prevent personal energy depletion. Clinically, clear boundaries have been linked to reduced anxiety and depression, as they help individuals feel more in control of their environment and interactions. Protecting your peace and embracing vulnerability are complementary practices that encourage a balanced approach to mental health. They support the idea that while it is important to safeguard one's emotional well-being, it's equally important to be truthful about one's vulnerabilities in order to foster genuine connections and receive appropriate support. So now I'm going to share 10 tips to protect your peace and take off your cape. 1, recognize your limits. Understand your boundaries and respect them. Example of this could be saying no to additional responsibilities at work, if you're able to. Prioritize self-care. Make time for activities that rejuvenate you. Example of this could be weekly yoga sessions or daily walks. Set boundaries. Learn to say no and be okay with it. Example of this could be not checking work emails during family time. Seek support. Don't hesitate to ask for help when needed. Example of this could be going to therapy or joining support groups. Disconnect. Take time away from digital devices to reconnect with yourself. Example of this could be perhaps a digital detox on weekends. Practice mindfulness. Engage in meditation or mindfulness practices to stay present. Embrace imperfections. Accept yourself as you are and be gentle with your self-expectations. Example of this could be sharing your own struggles openly in appropriate and supportive settings. Manage stress effectively. This means to identify stress triggers and handle them proactively. An example of a stress management technique could be something like deep breathing. Reflect regularly. Keep a journal or diary to reflect on your feelings and thoughts. An example of this could be a daily gratitude journal. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate your achievements, no matter how small. Example of this could be completing a difficult project at work. Now, as I wrap up today's episode, I encourage each of you to take these insights to heart and begin to implement them gradually into your daily life. Protecting your peace and taking off your cape are not just concepts, but practical approaches to fostering a healthier, more balanced life. Start small. Perhaps by setting a simple boundary this week or by scheduling a few minutes each day for mindfulness. Acknowledging that it's okay to show vulnerability and that by doing so, can be a source of strength rather than weakness. Remember, improving your mental health is a journey, not a race. Each small step you take is a step towards a more fulfilling and peaceful life. So thanks for joining today. Take care of yourself and remember it's okay to take your cape off and just be you. Thanks for listening and supporting this podcast. And make sure you're clicking the like and subscribe button. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram. Stay safe, be well, and don't forget to be the best version of you.